Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the first quarter 2012 results conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Bill Williams, President and Chief Executive Officer. Please go ahead, Mr. Williams.
Thank you. Good morning. This conference call, we will discuss our financial results for the first quarter ended December 31, 2011, and provide an update on operations. Our presentation is available on the front page of the company website entitled Q1 Fiscal 2012 Presentation at www.urbana.com. We ask that you please note our forward-looking statement on slide 2 and take a moment to read it in its entirety. I'd like to welcome on the call with me today Malcolm King, Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, and Jim Jocks, Vice President of Operations. Unfortunately, Agni Alanius, our Chief Operating Officer, is ill and can't speak today, and I will speak for him. Once we've completed our presentation, we welcome questions, and the operator will explain how you may participate as we draw to a close. Note that this call is being recorded and will be made available on our website for replay. We will first have Malcolm provide a summary of our financial results for the first quarter ended December 31, 2011, which were released yesterday and are available in their entirety on our company website and SEDAR. I will now turn the presentation over to Malcolm.
Thanks, Bill. Moving to slide number 4, please. The upper half of this slide shows production for the first quarter of fiscal 2012. The quarter ended December 31, 2011. And production was almost 10,000 ounces of gold, about 83,000 ounces of silver, and over 3,200,000 pounds of copper. You can see on this slide the production quantities for the El Valle Buenos Carles gold mines, EVBC, in Spain, and from the Don Mario Upper Mineralized Zone copper mine, UMZ, in Bolivia. Although EVBC is a gold mine and the Don Mario a copper mine, both mines produce all three metals, gold, silver, and copper in concentrates. And in the case of gold and silver, EVBC also produces doré. The lower half of this slide shows sales revenues of almost 8,300,000 ounces of gold, about 9,300 ounces of silver, and just under 700,000 pounds of copper. Please note that all metals sales reported for the first quarter come from EVBC mine in Spain. The Don Mario UMZ in Bolivia continued in the commissioning phase in the first quarter, and thus its revenues from initial production of concentrate have been credited against capital expenditures, including capitalized operating costs. I'd like to turn to slide number 5, please. Revenues for the first quarter ended December 31, 2011 were $15.4 million, all from the EVBC mine as the Don Mario mine was still in commissioning, as I just mentioned. Revenues of $6.4 million from the first quarter a year ago came from the sale of just over 4,700 ounces of gold in doré produced from the Don Mario Las Toas mine in Bolivia. Gross margin from mining operations at EVBC was approximately $350,000 for the first quarter. We've shown the net loss after tax on this slide for both the fiscal 2012 first quarter and fiscal 2011 comparative first quarter before the impact of the after-tax loss resulting from the mark-to-market adjustments of hedges. Before hedge losses, the after-tax loss was $3.1 million, of 2 cents a share compared to a loss of $2.8 million, also 2 cents a share for the same quarter a year earlier. Including hedge losses, the net loss for the first quarter was $4.5 million, or 3 cents a share, compared to a net loss of $21.4 million a year ago, or 18 cents a share. General and administrative expenses for the first quarter were $1,900,000 compared to approximately $2,700,000 for the same period a year ago. This decrease in G&A was primarily due to lower long-term compensation expense, which was actually a recovery resulting from the mark-to-market adjustment of the value of outstanding phantom share units due to the decline in the company's share price. The company ended the quarter with cash of $13.8 million. In November 2011, following Orvana decided to execute a gold collar hedge with its bankers for a total of 63,000 ounces to provide some downside protection for the company's financial forecasts. And then in February 2012, following the first quarter, the company concluded an agreement to increase by $13.8 million its loan with Credit Suisse. As part of this agreement, Orvana executed gold collar hedge agreements with Credit Suisse for a small increment of 200 ounces per month from July 2012 to September 2015, and an additional gold collar hedge of a total of 19,200 ounces for the new extended term of the loan from October 2015 to September 2016. And finally, during the second quarter, the company entered into a $6.5 million secured loan facility with its majority shareholder, Fabulosa Mines Limited, to be repaid with interest at 12% on July 1, 2013. I'll now turn the presentation back to Bill.
Thanks, Malcolm. During the last quarter, we focused on bringing our EDBC and UMZ operations to their design capacities. We made significant progress to that end, and we will continue to focus on improving performance. Now I want to update you on our three projects, our flagship EDBC in Spain, the Don Mario UMZ in Bolivia, and Copperwood in Michigan. Moving to slide 7, the EDBC mine has been in commercial production since August of 2011. During the first quarter, we processed approximately 124,000 tons through the mill. Head grades along with recoveries are gradually improving. As head grades improve, cash cost per ounce of gold produced is expected to decrease. Cash cost for the quarter was $1,088 per ounce of gold net of byproducts. Moving forward, we continue to work on improving head grade, increasing gold production, and reducing cost per ounce of gold produced. Completing the shaft, which is progressing well and is scheduled to be completed during April of 2012, is very important for the future of the mine, resulting in improved flexibility, increased mine production, and reduced costs. As noted on slide number 8, for the first quarter, about 125,000 tons of 2.17 grams per ton gold, 7.23 grams per ton silver, and 0.34% copper were processed. Production for the quarter was 7,655 ounces of gold, 727,000 pounds of copper, and 19,725 ounces of silver. Recoveries were 92.2%, 80%, and nearly 7%, respectively. We project fiscal year 2012 production at EVBC to be 60,000 ounces of gold, 2,000 tons of copper, and 125,000 ounces of silver. Moving to slide 9, with an expected mine life of more than 10 years, we continue to look beyond 2012. And we'll investigate alternatives to maximize the mill output, enhance recoveries, seek improved head grade, increase gold production, and reduce the cost per ounce of gold produced. I'll now move on to Don Mario UMZ. Moving to slide 10, the startup of the Don Mario Upper Mineralized Zone, or UMZ, began in April 2011. Since that time, the leach precipitation flotation, or LPF, processing circuit has not performed to expectations. In addition, the ore treated over the last couple of months consumed high volumes of acid. Also, due to the composition of some of the concentrate produced, sales were delayed. However, the issues relating to these problems have now been resolved. In the last 3 months, the new management team, working closely with the chairman, Ron Simkus, contracted highly qualified consultants to seek solutions to our issues. As a result of these efforts, the LPF copper recovery and concentrate quality improved. Also, it was established that a bulk copper lead concentrate could be made by running mixed ores through the flotation circuit. We are currently marketing this product. In addition, we have been able to increase throughput to greater than 2,000 tons per day. Therefore, in the future, we will be producing both a high-grade copper cement from the LPF process and a bulk concentrate from the flotation-only process, and we will operate the milling plant at about 90% availability. In January, we announced an updated reserve estimate that factored in higher costs for LPF processing. However, with the successful flotation of ores that contain copper and sulfides, as well as the increase in throughput, the mine plan cited in the soon-to-be-filed technical report will be modified. I will now pass you on to Jim Jock, the Vice President of Operations, to discuss Copperwood.
Moving to slide 11, the Copperwood project is located in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, where nearly 7 million tons of copper was produced over 100 years. The Copperwood mineralization was discovered and delineated during the late 1950s, but never developed. In February of 2012, we announced feasibility study results for the Copperwood, presenting a 13-year underground operation that applies drill and blast methods and room and pillar mining. Mineable reserves reported were proven of 23.14 million short tons of 1.46% copper and 3.98 grams per ton silver, and probable of 7.09 million short tons of 1.21% copper and 2.44 grams ton silver. The plan calls for the development of a ramp and box cut to access the ore bed. All development will be focused on the ore bed, and virtually no waste rock will be handled. To date, the communities surrounding the proposed Copperwood mine and their local officials have been supportive of the venture. The Copperwood permitting process will continue during the third quarter of the fiscal 2012. The company will continue to investigate means of financing the established $213 million pre-production capital expenditure, including a joint venture partnership, debt financing, offtake agreement, and equity financing. I'll now turn over the meeting to Bill for conclusion.
So in summary, we're focused on becoming a significant producer of gold, copper, and silver from our flagship EDBC Spain mine and our Bolivian UMZ mine. Urbana has a significant resource base with over 3 million ounces of gold, over 3 billion pounds of copper, and over 17 million ounces of silver. Our annualized production is expected to be over 70,000 ounces during the fiscal year 2012, 525,000 ounces of silver, and over 8,000 tons of copper. We will now open the lines for questions, and I'll pass it back to Philip.
Thank you. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register. We thank you for your patience. The first question is from Bill Kadri. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. I just have a question regarding Copperwood, and what's the optimal way to finance it, in your opinion, if you had a way?
I don't think there's anything really optimal right now. We're pursuing all avenues. And we just have to see what we think is best for the shareholders at this point. We're looking at all considerations right now.
Just because the price of the shares right now is really, you know, depressed, so it really doesn't make a lot of sense to be doing shares at this kind of price.
Yeah, I think that is a true statement, but at the same time, we're not getting any value in the market for Copperwood right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Christoph Tulips. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Congratulations on getting around the corner at EVBC. I think hopefully we'll see a much better year. Had a few questions for you. First of all, at EVBC, you guys are looking for 60,000 ounces of production in fiscal 2012. Curious how you think you can get there, given that the first 4 months of your fiscal 2012 has been 10,500 ounces. Are you going to stand by that 60,000 number, or do you think we're going to see a revision at some point?
At this point, we're standing by it, Chris, until we see our results from the end of Q2.
Okay. All right. Next, just wanted to chat a little bit on CapEx. So at EVBC, I believe your plan is $23 million for fiscal 2012, and of which $6.5 million is for the bonding. Just curious, when you see, and you spent $6.3 million in the quarter, leaving around $10.2 million for the remainder, when do you see the bulk of that, and are my numbers accurate?
Can you manage that question, Malcolm?
Yeah, I think we're still on target with those numbers. You mentioned significant portions of it, Chris. The other main portion, of course, is the shaft, completing the shaft development.
So is shaft development not included in that $23 million?
You know, it is. I'm simply saying that for the full year, we would expect we'll end with about that, if anything, perhaps a bit less.
Okay,
but is included.
And my thought is given that the shaft is in there, I mean, the bulk of this 10.2 remainder is front-end loaded then.
Yes, I think that's fair.
Okay. And then at Don Mario, you guys had been saying that you're looking to spend about $1 million in fiscal 2012. I'm pretty sure you spent $1 million in the quarter. Can you give me some update there in terms of CapEx at Don Mario?
Yeah, I think we'll see there something in the order of another $1 to $1.5 million. We will be raising the tailings dam, and that may occur in the last quarter of this current fiscal year, Chris. The timing is as yet somewhat uncertain. The engineering needs to be done, but the tailings dam will be raised either in the last quarter of this year or the first quarter of next year.
Okay. All right. And then just on Don Mario in terms of throughput, I mean, the numbers you talk about in your MD&A are 1,800 tons a day in a 320-day year. And I just heard you throw out 2,000 tons a day is where you're running at now. Can you, what are your thoughts? Have you guys revised it from that 1,800 tons over 320 days, or where are you on that one?
Absolutely. The 1,800 tons for 320 days is based on the technical report that we announced in January. That technical report will have an effective date of November 1, Chris. All right? The things that occurred in January, February, and up until this date, this year, we've clearly shown, we can move easily to over 2,000 tons per day. We're probably pretty steady at about 2,500 tons per day. So not only have we increased that throughput since that technical report's effective date, but we've also gone to the flotation-only processing as well. And those are changes. It doesn't necessarily change the mine sequence presented in that technical report, which will be filed next week. What it does is accelerate it.
Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense to me. But just in terms of actual anticipated throughput, though, in calendar or fiscal 2012 either, I mean, are we talking about 2,000 tons a day at 320 working days a year? Is that your kind of thoughts now that you've seen the performance up here?
We hope to be at above 90% availability. That should be slightly more than 320 days, and we expect to see the higher throughput into the end of the fiscal year, Chris. So,
sounds like you're saying yes. You guys could do 320 days at 2,000 tons a day,
easily.
Okay.
Easily. I mean, from here on out, we're going to be well above that 2,000 tons per day.
And I think, as Bill said, Chris, it's Malcolm speaking. The external consulting work that we've had done along with our new chairman Ron Simkus has clearly given us the information to allow some confidence on that.
And then one other question. I on your presentation, you talk about EVBC, a grade of 3.3 grams. Now, is that in calendar 2012 or fiscal 2012?
No, we're sticking with fiscal on that.
Wow. So you, given what your grade has been in the first quarter and in January, you're expecting some higher than 3.3 gram head grade in the back half of the year. Is that
would be correct, and that would go into your first question about the guidance right now.
Yes, that they would seem to be linked. Thanks very much, gentlemen.
Right.
Thank you. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. There are no more questions registered at this time. I would like to return the meeting to Mr. Bill Williams.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and look forward to hearing from you again at the end of the next quarter.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. We thank you for your participation.